It's going to have a huge impact, and I'm fully aware of that, and I'm really, really quite worried about it because there doesn't seem to be anything that's taken its place. So I'm hoping that somewhere along the line somebody will think, well, hey, maybe we could open up something once a week somewhere, or even have a stall outside the house. I might even do that myself in the new year and get some vegetables from gleaning and just buy some apples and bits and pieces and just put them out so that people can help themselves, or make it maybe even an exchange post so that people can bring and then they can take something else away. So those are things that I'm definitely thinking about. But first and foremost, my volunteers and myself are going to take some time out because we've worked tirelessly for so many years that it's time for us to have a rest. And we plan to not lose touch at all. We will be going out for coffees and lunches and walks on the beach. And so you'll still see us around in Newquay as a group. And please don't hesitate and do come up and say hello, because we'd love to have a hug and a friendly word. I live here, so I'm not going anywhere. But I'm just going to start taking it a little bit easier. And so are the volunteers. Eventually, I'm sure that something will come up whereby we do something brand new. God knows what that's going to be, but we'll see.
And it's been one hell of a 7-8 years, isn't it? Have you got any particular memories?
This year's been really quite nice. The Christmas part has been really nice. I'd say 2024 has been the hardest year of my life because it's been so challenging, and so much has gone wrong and so much has happened, and it's really made us quite ill. But then when we had Santa Claus here, there were people that I initially helped that were living in a tent where the mum was pregnant. And they came in with a two-year-old little girl, and she said, "We owe this all to you, and we've got a new house, and we're moving in, and it's a permanent address in February, and I'm expecting another baby." And so those are the really nice things that come up. A lady that was fleeing domestic violence, suffering from MS, came in and she said, "You met me at my lowest, and you pulled me up, and you helped me, and look at me now." So, those are the nice things, and those are the things that I will hang on to and will remember. We've done an awful lot of good for people in our town, and I think we can all be very, very proud of what we've achieved. And we're leaving quite a massive legacy behind, if I may say so myself. We're going out with a bang, and Monday 1 till 4 is the last chance. If anybody wants to come and say goodbye, then please pop in and say hello and goodbye, and see you around.